So we're at Perek Dalet, the end of Mishnah Yud Beis. So the fourth Perek, the 12th Mishnah. Okay. Let's see if we can finish it off today. So it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shloshe Ktarim Hem. The three crowns. Keteterra, there's the crown of Torah.
Can you say where you are?
Sorry, Mishnah Yud Beis.
17 for people who are in the art school.
Oh. Keteterra. There's Keteterra, the crown of Torah. The Ketekahuna, the crown of Kahanim, of priests. The Ketemalchus, and the crown of kings. Right? Now you didn't know. What does it mean, this Keter? What does the Keter mean?
Crown.
Crown, yeah, okay, so rabbis wear crowns. Keter Kuna Kahanim wear crowns. The Mitznefet's a crown. That's what this thing is. There's three types of crowns. What do you mean, crown? What's a crown represent? Kingship. Right? Yeah. What does kingship mean?
Ruling powers.
Huh?
Ability.
Ruling powers.
No, authority.
Authority. Okay, so it's authority, ruling powers, ability.
Nobility.
Nobility, okay. So what is it? What do we mean here? So there's three nobles in the Torah?
Yep.
Okay, so us, Yisraelim, zeros.
Maybe someone could say aspects of nobility.
What do you mean
by
nobility?
What makes us noble? Some could say the Torah, the priesthood.
Okay, what does nobility mean in the Torah? What does that mean? What does nobility generally mean? What is
to act in a transcendent way?
Yes. Okay, act in a transcendent way. Okay, fine. But what does it mean in terms of... What are we talking about here? When I say there's three crowns. Malchus, if you're not from Beis David, you can't have it. Kuna, if you're not a Kohen, you can't have it. Torah, Kol Baye Olam. Everyone can have. If they want. If they work hard enough for it, right?
It's hard.
You have to work hard. Okay, so... What's this coming to tell us? Now it's going in the last one. Remember, it said there's three Ketarim. And then it says the last one, which is Keter Shem Tov, the crown of a good name, Ola Agabehen. Goes on top of them. What does it mean, goes on top of them? Ola Agabehen, we can learn in two ways. We can learn Ola Agabehen, it's higher than all of them. Right? Or Ola Agabehen means it goes on top of all of these three crowns. How are we going to learn Olav Gabehem? Remember we said there's three crowns and we're mentioning four. And the fourth one is the most important one. So what's our Mishnah trying to explain? What's it trying to do here? We don't even know what it's talking about. What does it mean that you have a Keter Torah? What does it mean you have a Keter Malchus? What does it mean to have a Keter? What does it mean a crown? A crown is something outside you. What does a crown represent?
Social status.
Okay. And what does it mean? I mean, a king. What's a king? The king is Libam Shel Am. He's the heart of the people. He's the essence of the people. You recognize, you know who a king is, you know who a country is, you know the way the country works. You know his malchus, you know his dominion. You know how he behaves is how the kingship, how the country works, right? Yeah? So what does kingship mean? Kingship means to be the heart of a people, yeah? To be the heart of a people means...
I'm not positive.
So what does this mean, this Keter? To be the heart of the people, to be the essence of the people. So let's take each one. What does Keter Torah mean? Keter Torah means that you represent the nobility of Torah, like you were saying. You represent the heart of Torah. You represent the essence of Torah. You represent that. The Torah is seen through you. Keter Kuhuna means... You represent what it means to be a high priest, a priest, a Kohen. It's seen through you. So if you're Kohen, you represent a Kohanim. Right? If you don't behave like a Kohen should be, you don't represent him. Keter Malchus means you represent Malchus. Who's Malchus? Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. You represent his kingship. What's a Kohen? A Kohen's Mesharati Elyon. It means the person's Mechaber, the person who brings a Korban. Korban, like I said, it's like look, someone's far away, he did a Chet, brings a Korban, bring him close to Hashem. He's the intermediate, he's the one in the middle to bring us close to Hashem. He's Mesharati Elyon. Shluchei Derachmona, the Gemara says, or Shluchei Didan, or Ashlichim. He's our messenger to bring us close to Hashem. He represents us in them when clouds are far away, to bring us close on an individual basis, on a national basis. Yom Kippur, other korbanos tzibur, right? So, being these things, these are important things. And which would you say? Now we come to the third, fourth one. So, Keter Shem Tov, a good person's good name, is Ole Al Gabehem. Simple pshat means the fourth one is more important than all of them. Or we said another pshat, because it says three Ketarim. The fourth one has to be on top of them for all of them to be good. Let's see how the Rabbeinu Yonah explains now. You understand what, now we understand what Ketarim mean? Mm-hmm. Yep. So now let's go right and see how Rabbeinu Yonah explains.
So based on the second Peshad, if you...
So, explained that according to the first Peshad, right, that the one's a fourth Keter. According to that fourth Keter, so you can have all three, and the fourth one's more than all three of them. According to the second Peshad, you can't have all three without the fourth one being on top of them. Right? That's what you're explaining. Alright. So let's see. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shlosha Ketarim Hem. There's three Ketarim. Keter Terah, Keter Kuna, Keter Malchus. Keter Kuna Nitna LeBeis Aaron. Was given to the Kohanim. Beis Aaron. The house of Aaron. Shenema Vayitalo Ulezaro Acharav Brit Kunat Olam. It's for him and his children after him. A bris, a covenant, Kunas Olam. Of Kohani, to be a priest, a Kohen, forever. Keter Malchus, Nitana Beis David. All these are psukim, we're given to Beis David. Shinema, Zaro la Olam, Ye, Vikiso, Keshemesh, Negdi. It says, children forever will be Kekiso and his chair of Malchus, Keshemesh, like the sun, Negdi. Just as the Shemesh is always there, so his Kuna will always be there. Keter Terah, Munachat, no psukim. Munachat l'chol bayi olam, no psukim here. Anyone can take it. Varotze l'skot bo, and someone who wants it, yavo v'yiske, come and he'll be zochet to it. V'zeh haketa gadol al shnei haketarim, and this keta is bigger than all the other ketarim. Kamo shamu chazal shlosha zez. He says there, like a thing that goes around the table, the little, like, how do you call it? You have all of these things have crownings. For example, you have, like Chazal tell us, Zeh Shulchan, the crowning of the Shulchan, this little thing that came up on the Shulchan in the Kodesh. Vezeh Mizbeach Pnimi, and the Zeh of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? And Zer Kiporet Shal Aaron, and the Zer of the Kiporet of the Aaron. So we have three Zerim. We have three little indentations which represent Shabom Munachat HaTorah. So we have three Kalim. We have Mizbeach HaPlim, which is Mizbeach HaKtoret, which represents Kuhuna. We have the Zer on the Shulchan, which represents Malchus, right? And we have the Zer on the Aaron, which represents Torah. Now, we don't have any Zer on the menorah, right? The terror of the menorah is a different type of terror. It doesn't represent Keter Terah. That's terror in Derech Eretz. Keter Terah, like the Rambam says, a person who wants to be Zochek Keter Terah does not leave one night of his day without learning Torah. Every night he's learning Torah. If a person wants to be Zochek the Keter Terah, every night of his day he's learning Torah. There's another Rambam in the end of Hilchas Shemitah. That's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam there explains. Let's have a look. Lama lo zacha Levi benachat Eretz Yisrael ubebizata imachiv. Why didn't Levi was zochet to a portion in Eretz Yisrael? Right? Bipnei shehuvda la'avodat Hashem. Because he was separated to serve Hashem. Ulesharoto and to serve him. Ulhorot darkav. And to teach his ways, Hayisharim, Mishpatav, Tzadikim, Rabbim, teach his ways to the people. And it says, Velo, then the Rambam goes, next halacha. Velo Shevet Levi Milvav, not only Shevet Levi. Elekol Ish Ve'ish, any person, Mikol Baya Olam, from the whole world, Asher Nadva Rucho, which is his Ruach, his being, He his desire to be Otso, Vivino, and he understood Mideo from his understanding, Libadel, to be separate, to separate himself. Kedusha is separation, to separate himself, Lamod Lifnei Hashem, to stand in front of Hashem, Lishaoto, to serve Him, Lo'avdo, Ledat Et Hashem, to know Hashem, Vahalach Yashar, and he went straight, Kamosh Asar Elokim, like God made him. Uparak me'al tzavaro, and took off from his neck all the cheshbonot, the yoke of the cheshbonot harabim, the things, how you say cheshbonot, the
thoughts,
not thoughts, calculations, the calculations of the people, asher bikshu bnei adam, which people desire, they want, you know, I need to work, I need to earn a living, I need to do this, I need to do that. I need to get on with life. Harizen nitkadesh kodesh kodashim. He became holy of holies. V'yeh Hashem chelko, and Kodesh Baruch Hu be his portion, and nachalato his inheritance la'olam forever, ula'omei olamim, forever and ever. V'yizkeh lo ba'olam hazeh, and he will have in this world, dava, something, hamaspik lo, which is sufficient for him. Kamosh Zikir Lekanim Levim. Just as Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakat Zikanim Levim. Haridavid Omer Hashem Manat Chalki. Hashem is my portion. Kosi Ata Tomecha Goali. My cup you are. My Tomecha, my people, person who I can rely on. The Goali, and also my portion, former portion. So what are we saying here? We're saying Keter Torah is when a person is mavdil himself, separates himself from the world, and says, I want Torah, I want Hashem, that's what I want. And I'm willing to be mavdil myself. That doesn't mean only someone who learns in Kodol can get a Keter Torah. That's not a thought. He can work and get Keter Torah. The Rambam worked. It's not a steer. Keter Torah is an attitude that he's separate. Torah is Ikka. Torah is the main thing in his life. And he'll have what he needs. He's not going to work to make a lot of money for the sake of making a lot of money so he has, or so he can have his desires. I'm not saying that's, you know, person has that need. Okay. But he's working for the Kedei Panasato. There's a Rosh like this in Baba Basra. He says, what's a Talmud Chacham, the Indian, to be potter from paying for the walled city? He says, he works Kadei Panasato in order to make a Panasa, not to make a lot of money, to make enough that he can live with. And the rest of his time he sits and learns, and doesn't waste his time. Obviously, he has to be his wife and kids, that's not included. But the rest of the time he sits and learns. That's also Keter Torah, because Torah is Ikar in his life. But in order to do this, Rambam is saying a very important point. Libadel, to separate yourself. It's very hard in this world when you go back to Chutz La'aretz and everyone's in the rat race. The house, the car, the whatever, right? The kitchen, the nice tapet, whatever it is, right? The wallpaper, whatever it is, the people say as his basic needs, and we're there. And now you have to separate yourself from all of that. It's sufficient for you a certain type of house. It depends who you marry as well. It's sufficient to you earning a certain amount, right? It's sufficient to you to see your kids dressed properly, you know? Whatever, but not lavishly. Food obviously is a basic necessity. That has to be. Right? That's Kadei Panasato. Not bread and water, not for your kids. If you want your kids to stay firm, not bread and water. Okay? If you want bread and water, that's fine, but not for your kids, right? And that's what a person has to do. And if he works to make that, and even if it's 5 minutes in a day that he's learning, because that's all he has after he worked a hard day, but that 5 minutes for him is gold dust, is gold, is bullions. If that 5 minutes for him is that important, he'll be Zoche to Keter Torah, because he's mavdil himself, Mishara Olam. He's separated himself from the rest of the world in where he's going. and what's important. That's the difference. Kol ba'olam, anyone can have that. It's a decision. It's not a decision necessarily in how he lives his life in terms of, you know, how many hours he works necessarily, if he has to kedei parnasato, you know, in order to make a parnasa. It's how he lives his life in terms of his thinking. He separates himself and what's important to him. What he makes himself ikka. And you should know, a person is judged by what he thinks. His thinking is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want you? You're a Chamayim. What else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liba boy. He wants is your heart. Where your heart is. You love him? You know? Give an example. Say you're married. You don't love your wife. But you buy her flowers. You buy her jewelry. But you don't love her. You buy her all the things she needs. She has a nice house. But you don't love her. That's what she wants? No. But you love her. And you don't have such a nice house. She doesn't have such great jewelry. Because you can't afford it. But you love her. Which of those wives are going to be happier? There's a Shaila by us. What does Kribo wants from us? You bring him nice fat korbanos. You bring him the best tefillin, the most spitzy tefillin, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't get a nice tefillin. Right, it has to be good kosher, good pair of tefillin, right? The most burnt matzahs, right? You do all the chumras. But where's your heart? In the stock exchange? Or in the getting up a ladder in whatever profession, the lawyer, the doctor, wherever it is?
Hierarchy.
The hierarchy of work, or your heart's within. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? You give millions of dollars to tzedakah, but you don't really care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, you didn't do an aveira, you did a big mitzvah. It's a big thing. But where's your heart? Where's your heart? You brought here your wife. How's that? 2 carat? Two, I don't know how many goes. 14. Two, 14 carat diamond? No, what? That's a big
one. That's a big one.
That's a big one. Okay, you got a 14 carat diamond. That's the one I want. The 14 carat diamond. You bought your diamond, not gold. You bought your wife a 14 carat diamond.
That must be actually huge.
Wow, that's a huge diamond.
A huge diamond.
Okay, let's.
A carat diamond is normal.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, this is not the Nakuda. You get a 14 carat diamond. Big one. Right? Maybe 3, 4 is also good, right? But you don't love her. Does it mean anything to her? No. Okay, to some people who don't care about love, maybe, right?
It's not someone you want to be married to.
Yeah. That's good Musa. That's good Musa. You hear that from all of us, right? Okay. We understand the concept. That's what Keter Torah is. Where's your heart? Keter Gula we can't have. No, we're not Kahanim. It's also that Keter comes from wanting to be a servant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a servant of Klal Yisrael, to serve them, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be a representative of Klal Yisrael. Malchus also. A Melech is an Eved. He's a servant to his people, a good king. Now we'll go weiter in the Romanian and see what else he has to say. So he brought now Keter Torah. So, Charut ala luchot, right? It means the luchot were engraved. The Gemara says, Al tikra charut, they were engraved. Cherut, freedom. She'en lecha ben cherim el mi she'osek b'Torah. It's a mission later on also. Only if you're learning Torah, you're Ben Chorin. From who are you Ben Chorin? From who are you a free man? From your Yetzirah, from your desires. Only when you have control of your desires are you a free man. And how can you be a free man? Only through learning Torah. It's only one derech. No, Rabbi, I'll work on myself. You know, I'll meditate or I'll do special help books, right? And I'll work, it doesn't work. Maybe it works for, I don't know if it works, maybe it works for non-Jews, but for Jews, no. You have Yetzirah. This is what works, Torah. Umilifnim le parochet munach hakaparos. And before the parochet in the Kodesh Kodoshim is the kaparos, vezero, and it's like this little brim that's around it, this little keter, this crown that's around it. Vashnaim unachet michutz la parochet. The other two, keter of the shulchan, this crown of the shulchan and the crown of the mizbeach hazahav, the mizbeach hakteres, the incense mizbeach, the small one. Hine lecha. So that's only in the Kodesh. Hine lecha ki ha-Torah mechuberet min ha-Shulchan, has more cover, has more weight than the Shulchan shu keneged Shulchan ha-Malachim. The Shulchan is against Malachim. Ken ha-Mizbeach shu ketza ha-Kuna. The Mizbeach ha-Torah is against ha-Kuna. Shu maktirna ra-Bachol Yom. They do ha-Torah every day. Ve'od raya acheret. And I'll bring you another raya that the Torah is bigger than all of them. Ki le-Malchus l-Kuna yachad yiched lehem batim. They had batim. They were given like special houses. Bais Malchus, Bais David, Kama Hashem, Dino Levakem Mishpat, Bais Kahuna. They was given a Bais Kahuna, Shneema, Bais Aaron, Bais Levi, Bais Levi. He had a house. He had a special place to be. Aval Yirat Hashem, for fear of God, Shuketa HaTorah. Now you listen very well to Rabbeinu Yonah. What's Yiketa Torah? What's Keta Torah? Yirat Shamayim. Well, how does he know that? Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Chochma means Yirat Shamayim. Chochma is not knowledge. Chochma means that my knowledge is expressed in my actions. That's what Torah means. That's Yirat Shamayim. Yeah. You have a mitzvah to fear your parents. You frightened of your parents? Right? It means you have a respect, right? A respect. Now, there's certain things that you do for your parents. Like, you shouldn't be soted varav, you shouldn't say against him, you shouldn't stand in his place or sit in his place where he normally sits. Certain things are yira, right? Now, if you do all these things but you don't really think highly of him, it's not really yira. Yira means that you understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You understand that he represents something much, much greater than you can even fathom. Our problem is that we don't recognize he's around with us. He's not here. If some big rabbi walked in that you respect, yeah? Say if you were a Avadia Yosef was walking, you'd behave different, right? If you were davening and he was there around and watching you, you'd behave differently, right? That's what Yerushalayim is. That because you realize that there's someone who you respect so deeply and who's so important to you and is here watching you, how can you behave in a different way? That's the awe. It's not a fear that he's going to pat you. Yes, right? That's a it's a very much lower form. He's going to pat you as a much lower form of Yirat Shamayim. We're talking about an awe, a little bit of an awe, a little bit of a concept that is something that, how can I do that in front of him? He created me. How can I do that? How can you see me do that? I'm embarrassed. Yira comes with busha, it comes with embarrassment. How can I do that to him? Right? That's what it means. Problem is, we don't have it because our yira of man is much bigger than our yira of Hashem. So already the Tanaim, Gemara and Brachos, so Rabbi Eliezer said it to his Talmidim, and said, Ad kan? He says, halvai that your yira, your fear of man will be as great as your fear of heaven. But for us, that's our tzio. That's how we understand it. If what's it called, one of our friends was watching or knew what was in our minds, yeah, we might not be thinking those things. We might be doing those things. Right? We might not be going to the places we go sometimes. Right? That's what Yirat Shamayim means. Now, everyone has to live with their own level of Yirat Shamayim. If a person jumps to a much higher level than he is, it will be a problem for him to hold it there. But sometimes we can jump. When we're davening, we have to jump to a higher level of Yirat Shamayim. When we're learning, we have to jump to a higher level of Yirat Shamayim. And in a normal day, it'll affect our normal day. And our normal sense of Yirat Shamayim will grow. But sometimes you have to jump. Davening, you have to jump. Learning, you have to jump. You understand what I'm saying? You have to go to a place where you're not normally in. Okay, now let's go weiter. Aval Yirat Hashem shuket haTorah ein bayit miyuchad shenema. Yirei Hashem, Biruchu et Hashem. People who fear Hashem, they'll be blessed by Hashem. B'chol ha-makom asher eskiyet shmi, avo elecha berachticha. Wherever I mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. Ayi. Torah brings you bracha. Yira brings you bracha. Not only that's a higher level, not only does it have a bias, not in one place. It's only shaykh to Beis David, only shaykh to people who come from Beis David, only shaykh to the Kahanim who came from Aaron. Anyone can get it. And it intrinsically gives you bracha. Rabbi, it's not going well for me in business. Rabbi this, rabbi that. Maybe your Yerushalayim is not good enough. Maybe you have to work on your Yerushalayim. Maybe you have to work on your connection with your Creator. Because the more you're connected with Hashem, the closer is your connection. He is the source of all bracha. The closer you're connected to something which is the source of all bracha, the more bracha you have in your life. It's as simple as that. Torah is the way we connect. Yira is the way we connect. Yira is b'loshon riyah, seeing. The more clearly we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, the more bracha there's in our lives. The more we see Yad Hashem in our lives, the more bracha in our lives. The more we see, it happens. Mikre. Keri. That's Amalek. Karalacha. He's mekareras. He makes us cold. He's minatek. Am shemolek. A people that did melika. Cut us off from our source. You know, Chazal. Am bat yerotachat. He was cooled it down. Amalek. Amalek zu hayetzara. He cools us down. He's mekarer. Keri, mikre.
Can you explain it?
Yeah. Keri means...
Keri,
yeah. I mean... But a person that's losing of himself, a person loses his essence, but his essence is expressed in an improper way, that's a malek. The person's, you know, when he's not connected, right? Basically, it's the same thing. When a person's not connected, kiviyochel, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the shefa, kiviyochel, the influence that comes in a person's life, kiviyochel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to him, it gets wasted. His shefa gets wasted because he's not connected. Yeah, kiviyochel, yeah. That means, Karalacha means he's cold to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't see things as a connection. He doesn't see connection in his life. He doesn't learn from his life. Everything in life is there to learn through. Sometimes there's hard things in life that you have to learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us through difficult methods. We have to learn them. You're going to say, leave me alone, go away. That's Karalacha, happened. Sometimes to learn from those things, we connect even on those difficult times, you have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Dafka, when you have difficult times, Dafka, you should know this. Those are the times to connect on a much higher basis. Not the time to leave Him and say, leave me alone. Those are the times to say, I know you're here. I know this is your rod I'm feeling. I'm feeling you. What do you want from me? Where do you want me to go? Where is that rock pushing me? When everything's going well, sometimes it's harder for us to feel Him. We think it's us more. Koach va'otzem yadi. Sometimes that rod makes us feel Him. Makes us feel He cares. That rod is a rod of caring. But we don't like it. It hurts. It pains. Things have to change somewhere. We don't want to change them. We don't want to guide you. He's helping you, showing you how to change. Let Him in. You understand? That connection is Yirat Shamayim. The more we have that connection, the more we let Him in, the more Yirat Shamayim we have. It's not easy. It's hard. We all have resistance. We all have inertia. We all don't want to change. We have a malik in us. Karalacha. Mikre. Not really speaking to us now. Happened to us. You know, things happen to people. People go through bad things. Karalacha, Malek. That's a Malek there. He doesn't really care for me. See what stuff he does to me. I came to yeshiva, I'm doing things, you know, working hard. But look what happens to me. When I wasn't so from, things were easier. Right? Do we all have those statements somewhere? Or, you know, when I wasn't so from, life was easier, life was more fun. Right? We don't remember the bad things, we always remember the good things, right? Or why is he doing this to me? I did so much for him. Why is he doing this to me? We all have our tainas. He's trying to lift you up. Give Him. Let Him in. See what He wants from you. There's a guiding hand there. Okay. Now the last bit. The keta shem tov ola al gabehem. Rotzon lomar. Ulektarim kulam, to all of these ktarim. Tzarech keta shem tov. Lalash pshat. Varehu talui beketa tera. What does it mean? For all of them we need keta shem tov. And this is dependent on keta tera. What are they talking about? I thought Keter Torah was something else. Was one of the three. And Keter Shem Torah was something which is Ola Gabem. And is it dependent on Keter Torah? Ki b'ma yesh l'adam Shem Torah. What does a person have a good name on? Im lo asher yasok b'Torah. If not, that he's doing learning Torah. V'keyem ha-mitzvos. It means Keter Shem Torah is because a person learns Torah and Zekayim mitzvos. That means it's not another shame. It's not another thing. It's part of Keter Torah. Even Keter Kuhuna requires Keter Torah. Even Keter Malchus requires Keter Torah. Without Keter Torah, it's not a Keter Shem Tov. If you're a Kohen Amma Aretz, you're not going to be a good Kohen. If you're a Melech and you're an Amma Aretz, you're not going to be a good Melech. You need Keter Torah to give you Keter Shem Tov. Keter Torah automatically has Keter Shem Tov. If he's learning Torah. If he's learning Torah and behaving the Torah he learns. Right? Shehu. Right? Keter Torah. Alze ne'ema. Tov shem m'shemen tov. It's better a good name from shemen tov, from a good essence, a good smell of oil smell. Right? That's how they used to make that in their time. They used to make good smellings with oil. They used to oil themselves, it was a nice smell. That was their perfume. Ratzon lomar. Im yaniach bebeito shemen afar samon. He leaves the shemen of afar samon. It's a nice smelling thing. Shuhutov Reachlo. Shuhutov Reachlo Ula Anche Beto. It's good. The smell is good for him and his people in the house. Shchein Avakrovim and his neighbors are close to him. Vim Yitrachakumi Menu Ma'at. And if they separate from a little bit, Lo Yarichubo. They won't smell it. I mean, a good smell is only to those people who are close. Ava Muchta B'Shem Tov. Someone has a keto of a good name. Afilu hu omed b'keren zavis. He's in a corner. Zu shom o holech misofa olam atzofo. His name goes from the end of the world to the end of the other world. V'yom hamavis v'yom hivaldo. And the day of his death is the day of his birth. It's better than the day of his birth, right? Did he mention that in the Mishnah? Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. This is adding, right? The day of his birth is more. Then the day of his death, sorry, is more than the day of his birth. So before we go into this, what are we talking about here? That without Torah, there's no way you're going to have a good name. And with Torah, whatever you do in your life, it's going to be more than Reach Tov. It's going to have an effect on the whole world. That's what we're saying. What does Shem Tov mean? Shem Tov means, what do you smell a good sense, right? When you get a good essence, you smell it. Makes you feel good. You feel good. You like it. You want to smell it. You know, they put around snuff, right? Certain places. You want a good smell. Nice. Something that the neshama is near from it. The neshama benefits from it. That's what the Gemara says. No, yeah, from smell. The Gemara says it. I'm not making it up. The Gemara says it. Something that the neshama benefits. What do you mean, something in the shop? When you see people who are good, you feel good. They make you feel good about life. It affects you. How do you affect other people? The Shem Tov. If you have a good name, people say, he learns Torah. Look how he behaves. I also want my son to learn Torah. What a nice man he is. What a nice boy she is. He went to yeshiva for 2 years. Machon Shalom. I also want to send my son to yeshiva. Machon Shalom. Machon Shalom. Machon Yaakov also. No, any yeshiva can be. As long as it's a good net yeshiva. Right? That's what happens. You affect more people when you're going to be a doctor. Oh, see that Jew? See what a nice guy he is? See how he behaves with us? See how he behaves properly? He learned in yeshiva. Did you know that he learned in yeshiva? I want my son to be a doctor like him. And they see another guy who's also a doctor. He's interested in the money. This guy does it without the money sometimes, you know? Oh, you don't have insurance? Don't worry, I'll get you in. I'll do it for you. Only don't have insurance, right? I'll fix your finger even with a better plaster. Even though you don't have insurance for the smaller plaster or for the, right? That's how it goes by insurance, right? I'll take the achrayas. Because I want to make sure your finger's good. I care about you. I don't care about your money that's coming from your insurance. It's keter shem tov. You understand? We have, that's where, and that comes through Torah. Why, Rabbi? Why does that have to come through Torah? Why can't I just be a good guy without Torah? Answer: you can't. Doesn't work. You don't know what it is to be a good guy. You don't know what it is to work on yourself. You don't notice what there is in yourself. Without Torah, it doesn't work. So, Tosfos in Kedushin, and I mention this all the time. Tosfos in Kedushin says when your people starting to learn, starting the Maisim aren't Maisim without Torah.
So there's not the other example.
Well, there you are. You should know something. People who study Torah and you see sometimes Chilul Hashem and stuff like that.
They don't study Torah.
They do. They know they don't study Torah. How do you know if they didn't study Torah, things would have been worse?
What?
If they didn't study Torah, things would have been worse. There's always, you have to understand something. No one's perfect. Everyone's a Yetzirah. If with learning Torah you still have such a big Yetzer, I can guarantee you without learning Torah Yetzer would be much, much bigger. Although there is a Gro, but it's the same thing. The Gro says, he learns in Kirchma, the Torah is like water. Whatever you have, it waters it. If you have good produce will come out. If you have weeds, the water also waters the weeds. And there'll be big weeds. Torah is like water.
So if a bad person studies Torah,
it
becomes an even worse person?
According to this gruel, yeah. That's why there's a Gemara that says that there's certain things. Only Tochu Kabbalah they would lend it to the base of Midrash. Only person who has good Midas would they lend to the base of Midrash to learn Torah. Afterwards, everyone was learning Torah, because Torah can change a person as well. So long as a person enters the base of Midrash and he wants to change, the Torah will change him. It's an amazing thing, the Torah. We don't really understand what Torah is, but it's an amazing thing. So long as a person wants to change, he has to want to change. That's one of the tnaim of learning Torah. Otherwise, it's a skula. I'm telling you Ramchal, and Ramchal says this in Derech Hashem. At the end, he has a thing on Talmud Torah. He says, a person learns Torah with the intention to change, and he knows what he's learning. He has Yiras of Talmud, the Tikkun HaMaisim, there's the two connected things, then Torah will change you. But if he doesn't have that, then Torah is only a skula. It'll affect him, but in a small way. But it'll affect him. It won't have the full effect. You have to want to change. V'yom hamavis v'yom hilvaldo. And the day of death is better than the day of birth. Come on, you guys. Everyone's happy at birth, right? Everyone's happy at birth. Not everyone's happy. So after the end of Mishnah, v'rotzon loma, k'mo Hashem hatov, Yeter b'chashivut al shemen tov, just as a good name is more important than the good fragrance. Ken chashuv yom hamavet. Similarly, the day of death, ayom hilvaldo, the day of birth. L'mi shenifta b'shem tov, the soul who leaves the world with a good name. Vim bnei adam smeichim al haleide. People in the general, everyone's happy. Ach, lady boy, mazel tov, right? Vatzevi b'yom hamit, and they are upset on the day of death. Ki ein behem tvunu, they don't have understanding. Well, hello, on the halachas here, it's called avelis. You have to be, if someone dies, you're sad, you cry, 3 days of bechi, the 7 days of avelis, 30 days, then there's a year for parents. Well, what's he talking about here? And when a person's born, certain people have a brach of Shechianu, right? Then there's a Sudas Hodah, some people make for a girl, or Bris Mila. What? People are unhappy? People are stupid, they're happy person being born? What are you talking about? Missing his point. He's saying, from our point of view, he's not talking from our point of view, he's talking about the person's point of view. From a person's point of view, a person who leaves this world with a good name, there should be a happiness for him. If he comes into this world, for him, It's a nisayon. Who knows if he's going to do mitzvahs and not averas? We don't know what's going to be with a person. It's chaim or mavis. Life or death. Well, he left the world with a good name. He left the world alive. Spiritually alive. For him we're talking about. Not from us. Everyone's happy with a newborn. Everyone's sad when someone leaves. For them they're sad. For them they're happy. But for the person himself, that's a nisayon. That's a... How do you say nisayon? That's a test. Here he passed the test. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.
I stopped it. Ah.